Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Can we do something today just before you sit down? I want you to have something in mind. That's what the Bible expects. And that's where we struggle, actually. But I pray to God that in the next 10, 15 minutes, I can put something across to you. That's what we're teaching in church, and I believe, God, that we're getting results. Now you are in His presence. Not so much in my presence. I hope you know that. We are all in His presence. And that's actually what prevails anywhere you gather to worship God in the name of Jesus. His presence is there. Okay. Now, if Jesus were to be physically here today, what will you ask Him to do for you now, as a matter of urgency? As a matter of urgency, that if He will come, I will touch His garment, some will say. What is biting that? If I were to see Him, do this for me. I want you to bring that thing to the fore. Because you're going to ask Him to do it. Because you are right now in His presence. It's not only in Fountain. Anywhere truly we are gathered unto Him. That's what prevails. Let me assure you up front. Miracles are beginning to happen. In the name of Jesus. What would you ask Him to do? Now, what's number one on your priority list? So this is holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. For the Lord is He. In Mark chapter 2. I'll read quickly. And again he entered, Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Men were gathered together, insomuch that There was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the prayers, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when he had broken it up, or when they had rather broken the roof up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. That is, they laid and dried before Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within, that is, within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, your sins forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up your bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed, go your way into your house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Praise the Lord. Selah. Now, Jesus was in the house, and he was praying. So he was preaching. As a matter of fact, we're told that he was teaching. You see, in the book of John, in chapter 3, when Nicodemus came to him, he said, yes, he said, you are a man of God. I said, you are a man from God. There's no doubt from that. I'm about that. He said, reason? I mean, he talked about his teaching. He said, the way you teach. Can somebody read John 3:3 for me, please, quickly? I want to say some things there quickly so I can make it clear. No, okay, say from 1. John 3 from 1. Man, Pharisees, yes, then Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. Yes, yes, and the same came to Jesus by night, yes.
By night, I said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God.
We know that you are what?
A teacher come from God.
Come on, help me. You know that you are what? Come on, you know that you are what? Help me. You know that we are what? Okay, good. Come from God, okay. Wait a minute. So it's clear, and you hear someone like what a robot will say, look, there are three prongs to ministry. You preach, you teach, and you heal. If it's ministry, if it's the Lord's ministry, you preach, you teach, and you heal. If it's God's ministry, if it's from the Lord Jesus Christ, if he's the Lord of that ministry, you teach, you preach, you heal. And so for necessity, there must always be healing in our meetings. Always. In most of our churches, we hear them and then it's like make and break. We hear the testimonies, we are excited, then we don't hear for a while, then we hear again, we're excited. But I just want to announce to you in the name of Jesus that we are in the era where constantly miracles of healings and teachings and deliverances will be happening in our gardens in the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? It wouldn't matter whether you are an apostle, a teacher, a preacher, whatever. No, it will be more in certain ministries because of their calling, but in every ministry, these things will happen. You are a teacher, and yet Jesus will say, you go teaching them, but when you go, heal all the sick. Praise the Lord. So Jesus was there. If you look at that particular passage, in the Luke version, he said he was there teaching. And the power of God was present to heal. Come on, church. Good. And the power of God was present to heal. And then these guys, being there, discerning the presence of the Lord, discerning the power to heal, they left the hall and ran back. Because they knew that there was someone who, we only need to pass through this presence and he will change. Something of him, praise the Lord. Now, that person sensed, I mean, those friends sensed, they discerned the presence of God when Jesus was teaching, and then they put actions toward. What did they do? They said, "These are our friend. We think we found the solution. It's today." Because he's here right now. His power to heal is here right now. So they left immediately. They put actions to their faith, to their belief. They ran back. They brought him who could not walk. They carried him. And when they got to the door, the place was packed. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Anywhere Jesus is, it will be packed. Then the Bible says of him, whether in the Old or New Testament, he said, "And I, if I be lifted up." And there in the wilderness, he said, "You just lift up the brazen serpent." And he said, "And if I be lifted up, I would draw men. I would trust him. I would know what he's able to do." Glory be to God in the highest. I hope today you are believing God for one thing. Oh yeah. For which you are coming back to testify. In the name of Jesus. If you are coming back to testify, say amen. I am coming back to testify. In the name of Jesus. Good. Praise the Lord. And so they ran back and they brought him. And when they got to the door, they couldn't come in. Why? People. I mean, if it was one man, it would be difficult. How much more? Two, three, together. And then carrying the fourth one who could not even walk. Carrying him on a stretcher. Where will you go? They said, "No, we won't let this pass us by. This is it for us." They went up the roof. They started removing the things on the roof. They didn't take permission from the owner of the house. They started, destroying the ceiling, the roofing, then the ceiling, and then there was a gap there. But you see, Jesus is just too much. He has such a power of focus that, man, if the sound changes, I know. I'm like, they were removing the roof. Jesus continued to teach. I'm sure he was in their frequency. He knew that was faith at work. And that faith was what he was preaching with. So he didn't disturb him. That was a harmony as far as he was concerned. The noise was faith in harmony. It wasn't distraction. It was supportive. It was amplifying. It was confirming what he was saying. That is making people move. And they are going to pull others. And they are carrying others. So all that kind of noise is good. There are some noise that are good. The noise around the world of Jericho was good. Why some are destructive, some are good. And so he wasn't distracted. And so they lowered the body, they lowered the man, and he continued to preach. He continued to teach. As soon as he hit the ground, what did he say from that passage? "Friends, your sins are forgiven." Hey, hey. And immediately, those who were, they were quiet. They were not talking. But I'm becoming like him every day. Amen. Just like you are becoming like him every day. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. See, that roof noise didn't disturb him. But there were people who were sitting not too far away, and they never made a noise. They looked like they were supporting him. But the moment he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven," he said, "Who is this man?" Now, they didn't jump up. They were still quiet. They were saying it. They were very noisy in their hearts. Who does he think he is? But in the surface, they looked like they were supporting what was happening. But they were really against it. But hear me. Every such pretenses cannot stop God. Even in your life. Don't be afraid of such noises. Such noises that you don't know, but they are really working behind the scenes. They can't do anything. And interesting thing, Jesus in his own spirit understood what they were saying, and he answered them. They never spoke, but they were very angry, they were very antagonistic, they were very rebellious on the inside. Nonsense. What do you think he is? What kind of rubbish is he saying? He's blaspheming. They didn't show it, they were calm. But Jesus could hear the noise. And Jesus eliminated the noise. And said, "Why are you making so much noise in your heart? Which one is easier? Your sins are forgiven? Or son, rise up, carry your bed, go to your home. Which is easier?" but that you may know that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin on earth. Hallelujah. So come on, son, carry your bed. Go home to your people. And immediately, the one sick of palsy got up and he left. Now, some things to learn from this quickly, ladies and gentlemen, as I finish this message, is this. One, they recognize the power of God. They said in their hearts, this is what our friends need. Probably it occurred to one, it suggested to the other. I said, I agree with you. So here we see, come on, is somebody hearing me? Discerning the Spirit of God, discerning the presence of God. Number two, we find agreement in the Spirit. Number three, they were putting action to their faith. If truly is faith, you will say, you will move, you will take the first step. If it is faith, for me, I've taken the first step this morning. So what's the first step? I dared you to bring something before my Jesus this morning. And I meant it. And I'm certain 50% of the miracles here have happened. In the name of Jesus. And I promise you, by next week, 95%. My prayer is 100%. I don't care whether it's diabetes or hypertension. I don't care whether it's fibroid. I don't care whether it's SS or HIV. I don't care whether it's poverty, the type that you have never seen before in your life. I don't care whether it's stagnation. I don't care whether it's attack of the devil. I don't care whether it's in Babalawo's house where they are doing everything. I don't care whether they wake up every 3 o'clock to give you food to eat. It doesn't matter. The food will make you grow. I'm telling you, they are wasting their time. They cannot stop the presence of God. Your best moment has just started. In the name of Jesus. I say God is at work here today. He's always been working. He's working right now. In the name of Jesus. And so Jesus explains, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and you don't have a doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you say will come, you will have what you say. Come on. Is somebody hearing me? Let me tell you the secret of pastors. Because pastors have no power on their own. The power we have is the power of Jesus Christ. He anointed us with grace and with power. And we speak on his behalf. Even when we don't see it happening, when we can't see it happening, we have to believe it from the word. And so we say, look, this is what's going to happen to you in the name of Jesus. Not because we have seen it happen yet, but we know that on the basis of the word, it's going to happen. And then you say, amen. And then you go. And then you come back and say, pastor, what you said is what Jesus said. That we echoed. That's how it works. Believe me, that's how it works. That's exactly how it works. Hello. Is somebody hearing me? And what we're doing today is that we're in a practical class. Let's put it to work. While you are here, you have two options. You're going to die before your time. You're going to see your children. Which one do you choose? If you say, I'm going to see my children because the Bible says it, in the face of every odd, you say, didn't you hear Jesus? I'm going to see my children. How is it written? I am going to see my children in the name of Jesus. So you begin to dream of seeing the children running around your house at age 70. You begin to see your great-great-grandchildren running around your house at age 90. You see, it's what you believe that you see. It's what you see that motivates action. It's your action, your words and your action that brings it to pass in the physical. Not what they wish. Not what the devil wishes. The battle is in the mind, don't you know? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Is it physical battle? Is it physical wrestling? Of course not. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are what? Mighty through God. Pulling down what? Strong. What are strong goals? Strong goals of ideas that are sold into your heart that now take hold of your mind and then of your life, of your body and of your life. And your life gravitate towards that. It's a strong goal because that's what is taking your life. That's the direction of your life. Break it in the name of Jesus. How? By the word of God. It is written. It is written. I asked the question, say, did the devil stood in front of Jesus to say, no, he didn't. He came by way of the mind and thoughts. You only need to accept it and see something. If somebody's accepting what the Spirit is saying here today, you are over that problem. In the name of Jesus, you are healed by his stripes. In the name of Jesus, the Egyptians you saw yesterday, you will never see again. In the name of Jesus. I say, once I was young, but now I am old. I've never seen the Lord what? Is the God that says and does. I mean, it's time to begin to prove our God. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. How? Let them see that what the Bible says about you is true. Let them see that Jesus is shining through you. Hallelujah. Where they say, die, you don't die. They say, Nigeria will die in 2015. Nigeria has just started. See. The intellectual tools, the political tools, and they've always been precise, predicted about Nigeria. They prophesy about Nigeria that 2015 will end Nigeria. But 2015 is seeing Nigeria becoming what they never thought Nigeria would be in all their lives. I don't care the prophecy of doom over your life. I don't care where they gather to say, this is what will happen to him. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. You will live. You will not die. You will show forth the glory of God in the name of Jesus. I prophesy against any sickness in your body. I say, be healed. In the name of Jesus. See, once has he spoken, twice have I heard, salvation belongs to our God. What you've never been able to do, and what the devil taught you will never be able to do in your lifetime, let it begin now. I say, in the name of Jesus, let it begin now. In the name of Jesus. I am through. Somebody want to rejoice in the horn of his salvation, our salvation. Somebody want to celebrate the victory of the Lord. Somebody want to celebrate the peace in your home. Come on, come on, come on. The breakthrough in your business. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. The breakthrough in your ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody want to celebrate life. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Someone want to celebrate longevity. Hallelujah. An unusual walk with the master. Sensitivity to the Spirit of God. I mean, the future for your children. Come on, celebrate in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, I want you to open your mouth and confess what you have received. Confess it boldly. Yes, 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 yes. Confess it boldly. Boldly, boldly. Say it with courage. That impossibility. Say, no, it's over in the name of Jesus. They brought him in a stretcher. He carried his bag. He began his bed going back home. I speak the reverse of every attack of the devil over your life. I say reverse in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.